Hi, Coach Miller here to remind you that teamwork wins every time. From buzzer beaters to Hail Marys to patient-focused healthcare. So choose a team you can count on, like Carondelet Health Network, Southern Arizona's largest healthcare network. Its dedicated doctors and nurses have been providing compassionate care for 130 years. Now that's a winning team I want to be a part of.
Carondelet Health Network, a mission to heal. Call 877-740-DOCS for more information.
Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it. Thank you again to our listeners and sponsors for being part of this special 200th show today that I'm dedicating to the American Heart and American Stroke Association's Go Red for Women campaign. We've enjoyed getting an overview of their organization as well as listening to two doctors, but I think I couldn't pick a better capstone program than welcoming live into the studio an individual who's survived it and who's also part of the network. So Wendy Krause, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Great. Well, let me give a brief introduction. No one expected Wendy Krause to have a life-threatening heart condition. She exercised regularly, running, walking, taking fitness classes, and ate a healthy diet filled with salads and no caffeine. A small, lean woman, Wendy has never smoked or been overweight. And every cardiovascular test she has taken indicated that her heart was in good shape. So neither she nor her doctor suspected that the heart of a fit woman who watched her diet could actually be in danger. But in August of 2009, Wendy knew that something was wrong, and hers is a story of surviving a mild stroke and recovering from bypass surgery, including continued participation in cardiac rehabilitation program and staying physically fit. A native of Tucson, Wendy works in the Human Resource Department at the Carondelet Health Network. She's co-author with nurse Sharon Ram of the book Your Angels Are Speaking. And I think that the angels certainly played a big part in her recovery as well. Now Wendy is a certified spiritual counselor. So August 2009, what happened?
Well, I was doing my usual exercising and running, and I was outdoors running, and I noticed that I was having chest pain and burning in my chest, and I didn't think it would be heart-related because I am so healthy and exercise all the time, and so I ignored it. I kept trying to exercise, kept trying to run, and kept getting the burning chest pain, and so I went to the doctor, and that led me to eventually having a CT scan of my heart, and when that cardiologist told me that I had clogged vessels in my heart, I was shocked.
I bet.
I was devastated because I pride myself in being healthy.
And did you have any family history of heart disease would have even, you know, prompted you to pay attention or consider the possibility?
I hadn't considered that. My older sister, Sharon Rahm, the co-author of the Angel book, said that that possibly my mother could have been the one that had the heart disease, even though my parents weren't ever treated for that, or
and it probably just wasn't talked about either.
Exactly, yeah. And they passed away quite some time ago, so it just hadn't occurred to me. I just thought, because they were, my father was a smoker and my mother had asthma, I thought, I will never be sickly and take pills. I'm going to be healthy, as healthy as I can. I read labels when I grocery shop, and love to feel good. So.
I think the other side of it, if you're an athlete, that, you know, whenever we twist an ankle or feel a pain, it's like, oh, I can work this out of myself.
Exactly.
Know, I'm just keeping going. Oh, that was an error. Now, was that those peppers that I ate last night at that Mexican restaurant? And so it never dawns on us, man, you're completely blindsided by
exactly.
it.
Exactly. I thought, this is, maybe I'm coming down with something. I'll just keep working through this. I'll keep running. I'll keep exercising until
no pain, no gain.
Exactly.
I mean, that kind of regimen, yeah.
Yeah, I'm tough.
Yeah, I'm tough.
I can
exactly.
do it. So that was devastating. I was just absolutely shocked.
And so the experience with the cardiologist right there out of the chute, I mean, it's like, talk about who moved my cheese. I
exactly.
mean, just immediately
exactly.
the shift.
Right. I felt like I was on television. I was in a movie. This wasn't happening to me. It wasn't my life.
Now, I know right here at the switch of our guest that you actually shook Dr. Anderson's hand because he was one of your doctors.
Yes.
Because you suffered a stroke in the process of part of this, did you?
I did. I had an angiogram, and during the after the angiogram, I apparently dislodged a microscopic piece of plaque that went to my brain and caused me to have a stroke. It affected my right hand, and I immediately went to see Dr. Anderson. And he sent me for a test and said, yes, you had a stroke. So here I learned in the same day that I needed heart surgery and I had a stroke. And a month before that, I was running down the road. So it was very traumatic at the time.
But you talk about at that point then being tuned into the symptoms, that then you could take that immediate response action that he just educated us
and
on.
And I did exactly what he said. I worked through it immediately. I started working my hand. I went to one rehab session at St. Joseph's Hospital. By the time I did that, I had already worked through it, and the woman said, you know, you're
100%.
Fine. You're 100%. You don't need to come back and see me because you've worked through this yourself. And
that's right.
I just want to return to where I was, healthy and running and exercising. And tomorrow's our family football game. I play football, golf. So I want to be the old Wendy again.
The old Wendy again. The old young Wendy, we'll say.
Exactly.
There we go. This isn't age related. This is prior life, we'll say. Their
exactly.
Second life. Second or third or fourth life. Who knows from there. The fact, too, Wendy, that now that your career has you at the Carondelet, or has during this time frame and with the Carondelet Health Network, I mean, again, I can't imagine many employees there really think that maybe one of the reasons I'm here is to know to take full advantage of the services to now benefit me and my family.
Mm-hmm. And the Carondelet family is my family, and they were just awesome to me. They treated me like they treat all other patients. They were wonderful, kind, compassionate. When I went to cardiac rehab, those individuals were very compassionate, very knowledgeable. They encouraged me. They were my cheerleaders. They knew who I was and that I could be that again. And they put me on that treadmill and they pushed me, and that was good. They gave me my confidence to work out again.
I can imagine, too, you're being in the human resources department since you're involved in the recruiting of new talent, that once that offer's been made, there probably aren't many people that are going to turn Carondelet down if they've got you on the phone convincing them why they
yes.
should join.
I know firsthand how awesome they are.
Yeah, that's interesting. Well, your book and the whole concept and experiences then around angels. Tell mm-hmm. us about that.
Well, of course, I work with angels and talk to angels every day. And when this was happening to me, I just kept asking the angels for patience, for guidance, to guide the medical people that would be taking care of me, to give me patience, to heal, and depended on them and asked them for help. But also, my sister Sharon Rahm said, you know, we can't do anything about this. You're facing this surgery. You're facing this rehabilitation. Just ask God and the angels, how can I serve? How can I turn this around to help others? So that's what I did. Mm-hmm. And it's led me down a new path. And right while I was still in the hospital in recovery, something happened there. I kind of had a difficult time in recovery. And I think that's when it started affecting other people and bringing prayer to my coworkers, to my family, to friends, to people I'll probably never even know. And I think I started helping them immediately. And
so
here
this idea
I am today.
Is the idea of service to others
exactly.
on the other side of that shift for you.
Yeah, so, and here I am and helping Go Red for Women. And I don't want anyone to go through what I went through. I want people to get tested, to think about what they're eating, and they're just like the doctor said.
Yeah, that's right. So tell us specifically about your book, Your Angels Are Speaking. Was this something that kind of came right from your soul with you and your sister together? Or was it, you know, a dream or something you had started to write somewhere other time, but suddenly the floodgates came?
But actually, my sister began getting messages from angels and channeling these
oh,
wonderful
my.
Prose and paragraphs in this book. And they are messages for all of us, how to live on this earth, how to get angel help every day. And in all areas of our lives. And she was typing these messages, and she's actually an RN, and was getting these messages and sending them to me over the computer, and I was reading them, and I thought, I feel like I'm reading this book that she did this just for me, but I knew it could help everybody, that everybody can read this book and get angel guidance and help and comforting words. And so we worked together and put it into a book.
Mm-hmm.
And
how can our listeners get the chance get a copy of it?
You can order it at BarnesandNoble.com, Amazon.com, most of the internet.
That's great. Sites. What's been there, and when was it published?
10 years ago.
Ten years ago.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so this predates
Yes.
My
absolutely.
Goodness,
so angels have been a part of our lives for a long time.
Oh,
so.
I got the impression this just has happened post, so it's been predates.
Yes.
And so you're navigating then through what happened in August 2009. This must be kind of a culmination of this sweep that you've been involved with.
It absolutely is, yes.
That's great. Well, what's been the reaction to your book then over these years?
Everyone who reads this book is touched by it. They feel like I did when I first read it. It was written just for them. It was written just for me. These are personal messages from the angels just for me to help me every day. I've had a friend when we were publishing it, and she was getting to read it before publishing, and she said, my husband and I lay in bed at night and read this book to each other and get comfort and messages from it.
Yeah. Boy, I can't think of a better time than right now
exactly.
than for this book to get way beyond just the context of our conversation today about heart health, that it goes way beyond that.
Yes.
Way beyond that. And then you're being certified as a spiritual counselor, though. Is that relatively recent?
No, that was
about
the same time as the book.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so your career at Carondelet allows you that opportunity to deploy those skills, I would
exactly.
imagine.
Exactly. Yes.
I love it to encounter people that don't get stuck in this, well, I can do this or I can do that, that mm-hmm. you've created something where they all these pieces fit so nicely together.
Mm-hmm. And people have options. And in my office at work, I have lots of angels.
Right, so you have earrings that with angels, and she's got this spectacular ring, ladies, that's the shape of a red heart surrounded by sparkly diamonds. So I love the presence that you bring also, mm-hmm. that it caught Crystal's and I attention for sure.
Hearts and angels,
I love that. Your messages then, you've heard our other segments here today, that you would stress as well from your own lived experience, Wendy, the life changes that came your way after going through heart disease journey.
Mm-hmm. I was healthy before, but now I think about, you know, I'm still in recovery. It takes a long time. It takes a year to heal internally. I'm almost at my annual mark. Next month will be 1 year from my surgery. And I can tell that I go through plateaus of feeling better and better every mm-hmm. month. But I think about what I do before I do it. I think about what's in my day and what's in my evening and make sure that I don't overdo, because I certainly did that at first. Try to jump right back into my life. But
and deny that it ever happened
exactly.
or in some way try to get distance from it, yeah.
Exactly. And my surgeon gave me very good advice. He said, don't look back, move forward. And I took his advice to heart, but in order to help other people, I must look back. I have mm-hmm. to look back and be here today and be at the luncheon in November and try to help other people not have what I had happen.
That's right. For those of you just turned in, Wendy's referring to, of course, is the Go Red for Women luncheon that'll be at the JW Marriott Star Pass Resort. It starts at 9 o'clock on that Friday morning with information sessions, booths, access to testing discussions, and then a special luncheon. So your involvement with Go Red for Women, obviously, were you always one who could just, like an open book, you know, pun intended, tell your life story? Has this been, you know, the speaking engagement, being on the radio, et cetera, has that come to you naturally, or where do you think?
Well, when we published the book, my sister and I did workshops and seminars and talked to people about how to communicate with their angels. So we did some television segments then, but I like to think that I'm a private person and don't like to tell my story, but now I know I have to tell my story. I want to tell my story because it will help other women and help other families.
You know, and I'm just struck by the thought that perhaps, just perhaps, those angels through that book 10 years ago had you in training then for what you're now capable to do.
Yes, yes.
You know, to not have, which is a natural tendency, perhaps a fear of audiences or throwing yourself out there and under the scrutiny or telling some really personal fear-related parts of that journey.
Yes, and that's not like me to want to share that information. I just want to move on, and it's not for others to know, but in this case it is for others to know, and it's to help others.
And as you've shared that angels book or talked about your story, what's any special stories of light bulbs coming on that you see in certain people or individuals that have doubled back and said, thank goodness I heard you talk because I then...
Absolutely. I've had other women come to me and said, because of you, I've had my heart tested. I've mm-hmm. gone for tests. And I am grateful and humbled that, that people will listen and will do that. And I hope that people will continue, and maybe I can help more people.
Oh, that's right.
It doesn't stop here.
Well, you know, Dr. Katie, our first medical guest here this afternoon, what he did mention is that in some regards, many people carry heart disease for a long time. It's not like you did anything wrong, so to speak, mm-hmm. other than if you obviously violated your body through smoking or other unhealthy lifestyle things. So the question I would have is this idea of testing early or experiencing things early. That's something you obviously espouse to people because mm-hmm. you didn't have the benefit of that. Or how would you have known? Because every other test you'd done didn't show any indications of a concern.
Exactly. And I asked the cardiologist, why don't you look at people's blood vessels? Because if someone had looked at my vessels, I would have known this. But all other heart tests were normal and healthy.
And what was his reaction then? Is that perhaps that's a way the field is going to start going in the future?
He said that, yes.
Yes,
absolutely.
I think we heard that.
We need to be doing that.
Yeah, that's right. So back to your book and your spiritual counseling work. Any other parts of your journey that you see this as reinforcing, or maybe a better way to say is, so what's next, Wendy?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know what the angels have in store for me, but they present opportunities to us. They nudge us gently and in the right direction, and we do have to remember to ask for their help. And so this reinforces that I need to ask for their help, too. I can tell you to ask for their help, but I need to listen to my own advice and get angel guidance and ask them to help us.
Yeah. Dr. Katie spoke about how lucky we are here in Tucson with regards to the greater outdoors and sunshine and the opportunity to be outdoors and the like. Mm-hmm. I'm certain that crossed your path, though, at Carondelet, people from all parts of the country. Do you find that that's something that grabs people that when they do come here and get the kind of care through your institution, that nonetheless the complement of the outdoors makes it all the more compelling for them to change their life?
Yes, it's easy to have a healthy lifestyle here, to be outdoors and be active.
Yeah. And as you've interfaced with people in your mission with the Go Red for Women, is there one area of advice that hits people stronger than others? I mean, is it diet? Is it exercise? Is it testing? Is it more mental, physical, stress related?
I think it's diet and exercise. And no, we don't want to hear that. We don't mm-hmm. want to have to do that. But
or actually, some people exercise so they think, then I can be bad in my diet.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
That, okay, I can still have that chocolate cake.
Yes.
As part of your rehabilitation now, then, do you see as you go forward more routine tests and screens that are going to just help you stay on point so you don't go through any future incidences?
Yes. Well, I've got cardiologists now. So,
that's right.
The last time I saw my cardiologist, he said, come back in 6 months. So I was very excited that I wasn't having to be there all the time, mm-hmm. that I am improving and I am moving forward. And I will continue to do my annual checkups like I always do and visit the cardiologist and we'll know what to look for and what to monitor. And I am on medications now.
Right. The you think back to how you would drive to the office and walk into Carondelet, you know, before August of 2009, and then how you drive there now. How do you think you've changed the most?
I have a deep respect for the people at Carondelet who help me, who help others every day. They have a difficult job, and they took very, very good care of me. And I just have a deeper respect because I know what's inside of them, and I know that they are all healers, mm-hmm. regardless of the job that they do.
Oh, that's wonderful. Your exercise regimen. So what are you doing these days then, or what are you working yourself back into?
Well, I'm excited to be back at exercise. This morning I was on the treadmill for 50 minutes, and I actually did a little bit of running. That's my goal, is to get back to running again. So I exercise 5 times a week at least, and we'll get back to golf again when the weather cools off a little bit. Family football is tomorrow. I'll have to take it easy.
Which you might work to your advantage, right?
Exactly.
Some days. Yeah, well, and then you know a year from now they're going to say, don't pull that one on us. We know you're back 100%.
Exactly. We know you can run now, Wendy. Knock it off.
Knock it off, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm moving forward, and I'm excited to move forward.
Yeah, that's great. What about your diet? Anything different or more of less of you're doing now?
Not really. My diet has always been healthy. I still read labels, and... I do the same thing.
Oh, that's great. Well, I know for other individuals, and another thing that they get their eyes open to is all the holistic and some of the naturopathic things to complement. Mm-hmm. At the same time, I think anyone that's gone through journeys that require you taking, you know, the kind of powerful and compelling and fortunate medications we have these days, but then what's life after that going to look like? Mm-hmm. You know, to stick with the meds, obviously, that you need to be
yes.
supported through your doctors, but perhaps there's other things, too, in time you'll get exposed to.
Yes. So, and vitamins. I always take vitamins and drink plenty of fluids.
My question for you and your co-author, then, is there going to be your Angels Are Still Speaking book that's going to come out? Have you thought about that?
Yes. My sister actually has about two-thirds of another book that she's worked on, and I'm helping her, of course. But, yeah, more to come.
That's right, more to come, and consistent with that journey of yours.
Yes.
Well, great. Well, remind our listeners then, Wendy, of the upcoming event, the Go Red for Women Luncheon.
On November 5 at Star Pass Marriott, and it will be awesome. Special guest speakers.
That's right, and you get a chance to meet Wendy. She'll be there, as well as I'm looking forward to that. You can get your tickets, by the way, folks, by calling 795-1403. That's area code 520. Or also visit goredforwomen.com, and that's G-O-R-E-D, the number 4, women.com. Well, Wendy, thank you so much for being so open and sharing your heartfelt and heart experienced. And we'll look forward to helping you get the good word out. And take whatever platform you can to get that advice and counsel and inspiration to others.
Excellent. And thank you for what you do, too.
Our pleasure. Thank you very, very much.
Heart disease is the number one killer of Arizona women. Join the American Heart Association's movement to prevent heart disease. Mark your calendars now for the 2010 Go Red for Women Luncheon on November 5th. To learn more, call 795-1403.
Change is chaotic. That is, unless you embrace it. Going places you hadn't dreamed were possible. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, is a leadership consulting, executive coaching, and career transition firm. We help individuals make the most of their current employment situation or to step forward confidently into a career transition. Contact us at thelarsongroup.com or toll free 1-877-544-2580. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, helping others unleash potential through transformational change. 1-877-544-2580.